Okay, Kum Len Lablar Gemara. Represent Kuv Zayin Amar Al with two dots, right in the middle of the page. Tanda Rabbanu, we learn Shloisha. There were three people. She Yordu Loshum. Three people because you need a bezin. Okay, three members of bezin came down to assess a property. We just mentioned the brayse today about Shem Hadayonim. So they come to assess properties to distribute to Yosemim and to Almanis. Now, they don't all agree to the estimate. So how do you work out the estimate? We'll have a number of opinions. Tell me, learn. Shloisha sheyardu loshaim. Three people went down to go assess a property. Echadim. One guy says, "Bemana, it's worth $100, which is $100, which is equivalent to 25 shloim. Now $4 to a seller." Two of them said, "Bemasayim, it's worth $200, another 50 shloim." That's a big disparity between the two. But that's what happened. Or Echadim Masayim, one guy says it's worth 200, which is 50 shloim. Vishnaim Aimim, Biman is worth only 100, which is 25 shloim. And like any other bezdin, Bartul Yachid Bimiyutai. The lone opinion is completely nullified, it is non existent, and we follow the majority. But what happens when none of the three agree with each other? Echadim, one guy says Biman is worth $100, which is what? 25 shloim. Echadim S is worth 20 shloim, which is only $80. 80 shloim. Of Echadim, Bishleish is worth 30, which is 120. So you have 80, 100, 120. What do we do? His opinion upon is Nidan Bimana. You go right to the middle. What is the middle? The middle is 100. So you go right there and you say, it's 100 slime. It's 100 Zuzim. That's opinion number one. number two is. We'll explain each opinion in a minute. Rabbi Lezer, Rab Tzadik says, Nodin Betishin. You look only at the bottom two opinions, which was 1800, and you divide that in the middle, and therefore it's 90. We ignore the highest opinion. We'll soon see why. The Achedim say, which is usually Amnasin, that will have more hideous. Oisin Shumba Minayim. You look at the two outermost, the two extrememost of views, the 80 and the 120. Umishalshin, you divide the disparity by a third. Between 80 and 120 is 40. What's a third of 40? 13 and a third. So therefore you add 13 and a third to the lowest number, so it's 93 and a third. That's how it works. Now they want to explain each one. The one who says that Nidan bin Manda, the one who says that the opinion of one, 120, 100, and 80, you look after, you say it's 100, Milsa Mitsuyasa. You look at the middle. You look at between what's in between, and between 120 and 80 is 100. So therefore, you go 100.
Like an average.
Basically, yeah.
He's ignoring the middle one. He's looking at the middle of the outer ones.
He's looking at all three. What he's.
And always, yeah. If the disparity were a different one, then the middle would be different again. Because if you look at all three, you do all three, and you take the middle, depend each one. In other words, each one of those affects what the middle finishes up, like an average. The components of the average changes.
However, that's how you learn Noam Pshatim Gemara. Rashbam has a whole different Pshatim Gemara. Rashbam learns this piece of Gemara like this. Rashbam says that the guy who says 100 the guy who says it's 120 agrees with the guy who says 100. They both say it's at least 100. So there's two against one who says that it's 80.
The
80. But when it comes to 120, there's only one. So where do we have two agreeing?
On
100. So therefore we do 100. So according to Rashbam Pshat, if the middle guy did not say 100, he said 105, Lamarshal, then we make it 105. Then the number will be 105.
Why?
Because the 120 agrees as at least 105.
I thought you said it's 100.
No, I'm saying the middle guy is bumped up a bit instead of being 100. Okay. So there's not the verge the way you learn part of Shatting Mode is, which is the Mitzvah. So you take the average between all three, the average is 100. No, you take it because we're two agree. And which two do we look at? We don't focus on the bottom two, we focus on the top two. So if the middle guy would have said 115, we would give 115. Because the top two agreeing to 115.
So where you have majority agreement.
Exactly. Now, you also have majority agreement in 80 as well.
It's the smallest of the two higher amounts.
That's it. We look at the two higher amounts. Otherwise, everyone agrees that's at least 80. That's opinion number one. Now, I don't know what forced Rashbam to learn that pshat, because the positive pshat is like we just learned. You take the average of all three, put them all into a thing, and you mix them up, and you divide them by three, and you'll get 100. I mean, Lucheda, if you know, when like poor Linda Rashbam, that's how I learned Pashat Shlachim Gemara. Don't know. Okay. Yeah, but look at
By creating a hundred, you've got a love of two.
That's what he says. I'm saying, but if you look at Bein Geshem and the other Shem, Pashat Shlachim is this is the common. This is
the middle Bein.
Yeah, exactly. This is the average. The reason why the Rashbam learns this pshat is because then it follows the second pshat. Otherwise, the first pshat has nothing to do with the second pshat. You'll see in a minute. What's the second pshat? Rabbi Lezer of Tzadik, the second opinion, he says, Nodin betish, vikum to 90. How do you get to 90? Kosav, he holds, ho ara, the land, tishin shavim. The land is worth 90. The land is really worth 90.
That's the smallest one.
No, the smallest 80. Why is it 90? This is what he says. He says there's a certain tolerance level. We're going to say, not like the first opinion that we're paskening that we have two out of three, and that's what we're following, or like the beginning of the Braisa. We're going to say that everyone's probably making an error. How is it possible that they have such a wide range of opinions? They're all wrong. But there's a certain tolerance level
of the
error. So we're going to look at the bottom two, and we're going to say the bottom two both made a small error. High out of the land is really worth Tishin 90. But high they come out as the guy says 80. The Katoya Salachide. He underestimated by 10. High they come out. The guy said 100 overestimated Katoya Salachide by 10. The Kame ahead. That's what happened. And we ignore totally the highest opinion. We only
totally
look at the toe. Yeah. We only look at the bottom two. So the Gemara. But why do you say that? Maybe high ara meyev asar shavya. Just like you decided that everyone makes a mistake of 10, and you took a lower number, maybe the land is talking worth 110. And the highest guy made a mistake of 10, and the middle guy made a mistake of 10. Why did you decide to go the lowest number?
The guy with 80 is
talking about it. Yeah, for Kerry. Yeah, but high, you come a mona, katoya,
he under.
Yeah, why are you going? That's a question. Yeah, why? Maybe the guy in the bottom made under solo by 10. The high, you come a shloshi, katoya, solo, kame, he overestimated by 10. So he says, "Nekoit miyas trei kamoi biyadach." What you should take the bottom two wide. The metodus mana loy mafklei. We don't go higher than 100, because if you go higher than 100, then definitely the bottom one is out. And if we're going to have to include two that are within it, we're going to rather do because tefasta meruba loy tefasta meruba tefasta. So we go with the bottom two. In fact, we need to explain, which we don't, why the way Rashbam learns. The way we learned before, we're not going top two or the bottom two, we took the average. But the way that Rashbam learned is a very similar cheshbon, but we went to the top two, could both of them agree. Why did you focus on the top two rather than the bottom two? What about this rule, tefasta meruba loy tefasta?
It's
he doesn't explain.
It's great for the buyer. It's not good for the
No, it's not buyer. This is what I'm talking about. Money and you're saying.
Because the gap in that example, the gap in the 100, you got two. And then you got
80 is three. If the opinion of 80 is three, all three agree to three. Or at least the bottom two. But unless because it's Almon and Yisaimim, so we are more generous. But he doesn't say that reason. He just doesn't give a reason at all why we do that. Achaydim, let's go to the Achaydim. Rashbam, so Rashbam. Let's learn Rashbam together. Kuzayin of Alv here. Shaloshish Yardu Lashem says Rashbam, seven lines to the bottom. Nichsa Yisaimim, Lemozna Isha Vabonis. Vainshu with Bezin Pachin Vigimu. Clock. Now, what forced him to learn that way? Why didn't he learn from a normally case of a buyer and a seller? Because usually then you don't go to Bezin unless there's a dispute. Only then, here, we learn and exhibit.
What you're saying here.
You say maybe, because you're more generous.
Be generous to the other
no, only the, this is not a dispute.
Yeah.
This is a paedic or shame on money, remember?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that general.
You get a surveyor in. You get a surveyor. Not a dispute. If I'm buying and selling, we bring a surveyor in. You don't bring a Bezdin in. This is a Bezdin.
We had before the Maaser with Rav Papa that the Abaya told him too bad. You
yeah.
knew the value of the land.
That's right. There's no Bezdin there. There's a.
There's
you get a surveyor, exactly. You get an assessor, a professional surveyor of land. So maybe that's the word. Okay, back to the Gemara. Achedim Maimim, the third opinion says, which is the hardest to understand. You have the whole gamut, you know, 80, 120, and they say, no, you take two extremities, you divide it by a third, and you add that to the bottom. What's that all about? Says the Gemara, Achedim Maimim, Achedim say, Oysen Shumma Benei, and they make an assessment between the two extremities, Umer Shalshim, we divide it by a third, and you add that to the bottom number. Kasavri, Lachayda, what's Pshat? They hold, Hayada, the land is really worth, Tishin, Vitlosa, Vitilza, Shavya. They hold, you know why you're adding a third? Because that's actually the value of the land. That is that reflects the true value of the land. The land is worth 93 and a third. And now, and this is how we explain the mistakes.
That's really making the decision not the value.
No, no, we're saying because you have these three opinions, we have to find out what's actually the real value. So we're going to make the following assessment. This is how we come to real value. Take two extremities, which is 40, between the 120 and 80. You divide them by a third, so 13 and a third. You add that to the 80, is 93 and a third, and that's probably the real value. Now, how does that work? Well, what's up with that? How does that work? Let's just see how we can take that cheshbon. How does that work? The guy says 80 katoy tleisa v'tilsalachayde. He underestimated by 13 and a third. Okay. The guy, he said 100, overestimated by 13 and a third. So how comes that 100? He should have said then 106 and two-thirds, right? How can he say 100? The kotoi tleisad v'til silikameh, he overestimated. Uvedin who rightfully, he should have said the lema tvei, he should have said 106 and two-thirds. Why taka didn't he say? Savari holds mistoi. It's enough to come at finu kulahaya chavroi. He heard his friend's opinion, and it's enough that he doesn't go. He doesn't want to sound too wild, because it'll then be 26 and two thirds far. You know, if he would go with 106 and two thirds, and his friend said 80, the disparity is too great. So therefore, he rounded off to 100. Now, how in the world does he know what his friend would say? So the Rashbam says here. Into what Rashbam says here, Rashbam.
Maybe they work together a lot.
No, he tells how a bezin works. Rashbam, the last narrow line. Vadinu the lame. See the last narrow line? First wide line. The Shav Yetvei, really it's worth more. Mana, Vashisha, Dinner, and two thirds. Really it's worth 106 and two thirds. The Hanu Yugimu Vashlishi Yeser HaShavya, because the real value of the land is 93 and a third. So he should have said, people make a mistake of 13 and a third, so he should have said 106 and two thirds. Why didn't he say that? Hainu Mishum, the Dayoy, it's enough. Mashemaisiv HaChaveiroi, it's enough what he asked his friend, Chaf. If he said 80, I'll say 100. That's enough of a gulf between us. He says 80, and I say 100. It sounds like the guy said 80 is number one, and therefore the guy says 100. What happened to be the other way around? Where does it say, as a certain say it was? Afilu hachi, says the Rashbam. Noisin v'noisin bedavar. They have a debate. Each one gives his opinion during the debate. The chol echad yoidei ma beliba shel chaveri. I know exactly what you're going to say. No, while during the debate, and it seems that nobody was able to convince anybody. Well, I know exactly what you're going to say. So what's the point of having a debate if whatever your initial opinion is going to be your end opinion?
That no one ever changed their mind as a result of losing an argument.
Okay, so yeah.
That's exactly the point here. Each one of the assessors knows. I know Ruben's going to say like this.
The point like this. No one ever changes your mind just because I changed my opinion. That's the traditional word. But after having the debate, they fast and they fast in their heart. You know, they don't budge, steadfast. What's the point of having a debate of a bezin if nobody moved at all? Nobody moved. They walked into the bezin. This guy from the beginning said, "I think it's 80." This guy said it's 100 and whatever, 106. This guy said it's 120, and they're not budging. So then finally, when he came to the verdict, the guy who 106 budged. He says, "Not because he budged. He felt he still believes it's 106 two-thirds. He doesn't think it looks right. It doesn't look right that I have the gap is so wide. So you know what? I'm going to bring it down to 100. So it's not even a genuine opinion. You really think it's 106 two-thirds. So why didn't you say 106 two-thirds?" And you're not moving towards him because you really believe that he's right. You just don't want to look wrong that the gap is so great. I mean, something's wrong here. It's not an honest debate. This is not an honest...
What's the shot in how he finishes off here? His friend is going to say 80, so he doesn't want to look ridiculous.
Exactly. What kind of sack is that? It could be hadyotas, anything, because the halach is they're still at the end.
Then you can have a situation where...
I don't want to look out of proportion.
Yeah, but look what he's saying. He's saying it's a very, very modern kind of. If this is how bezdins work, in other words, we came in with opinions, nobody moved, and the only reason why I moved a little bit is not because I believe a word you say, it's because I don't want people out there who hear this thinking we're crazy. What is this?
And these are the people we're sending to make assessment on behalf of
you. Yeah, so what is this? I don't know. Very, very modern. Back to the Gemara here. However, Tesis doesn't look at that. Look at Tesis. Tesis is maybe the Tesis had a problem that Rishban shot. Tesis mistaye is enough to cover hafinu kul hayachabroi. The same idea. She can have said it. The order is the shnayim habchusim medabrin tchila. Hear what Tesis says there.
How do you know who's...
In the debate, I can tell generally who is more conservative and who's more generous. That you can tell. Okay, maybe I convinced you that it's not 80, it's 90, but you can still be more conservative than I am. I'm up 120. So for some reason or another, the order is... Why is this the order? I don't know. That the ones who are lower, I'll say first, or the ones who are higher, say first. When they're giving the final psak. When we're giving the final psak. Okay, so what do you think? We're according to the second... thing in Tesis, we'll see. We go to the guys who are lowest first. Okay, so what do you find the thing? What do you think now? You start off saying 80. What's your final decision? We start with them. Why? Why is that the Derech HaSeder? That's the Seder of the Bezin. But at least it doesn't sound corrupt. At least it sounds genuine. Yeah, but I'm saying just it's very interesting how you see what the Rashbam thinks how a Bezin works. I mean, you shouldn't be fast in this Rashbam, but this is like a. People would lose a little bit of their.
I'm assuming they were talking about Hediotis.
It doesn't say anywhere. Hediotis, we had it before. Before in Shem Yisaimim, we had here. If you look before in Dafkuv Vav, when he brings the Gemara there in Ksuvis, he says. Shem hadayonim bezdin sheyordu loshem nichsa yisaimin lemachel lemazdi shabonis. And that continuation. We're talking about a proper bezdin here.
That he should change his opinion based on what are people. Lama yomir agoyim. You know, what
basically, yeah. He's not really changing in his mind, is he's modifying. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Does he say anything over there? This is like pretty.
In summary, the Tanakhama holds that we do not assume a margin of error at all, but adopt rather a middle.
No, we're talking about a bezin here. No, that's something. We're talking about this Rashbam. Does he bring this Rashbam down?
They say the Rashbam and says, look at Tosfos.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
It doesn't certainly mean that there is an order in which the judges announced their approach.
Yeah, that's Rashbam, yeah.
Even there was no particular order.
So he's quoting Rashbam. Okay, let's go back to everybody's happy. Let's go back to Freddy Gemara Adrabe. Why do you forget? How do you know to say that we add the 13 or 3rd to the lowest number? Maybe Faked, maybe Adrab Ara, maybe the land. Let's go to the highest numbers and deduct. Maybe the land is worth. Take off 13 or 3rd from 120, which brings the land. Maybe the land is Meya, Vitlase, Vitlase. Maybe the land add to the middle guy. Maybe it's worth 113 and a third. And therefore the guy says 100 made a mistake with 13 and a third. Heidi Gomunda, Kotoy, Tlase, Vitlase, Lachide, made a mistake with 13 and a third. But Heidi Gomashloishim, the guy, he said 30. Toy Tlase. Now the guy you said 30, which is 120, really he should have said 126 and 2/3. And you know why he didn't say it? He didn't want the gulf to be that wide, so he dropped it down to 120. Same cheshbon. Toy Tlase v'tilsu l'kamei uvedinu and really min hadin the kamei should have said tvei. He should have said 126 and 2/3. Now thus somebody thought, Miss Toy, it's enough. The kamei finu kula high. It's enough that I go so high. Achavroy, my friend. So
he's also concerned he shouldn't look out.
Yes, exactly. Same shot. So the Gemara, Nikoit Mias Tre Kamoi Biyodoch. You know what? Let's take the lower ones, the Metatus Meya Le Mafkale. Let's take the lowest one because we don't go higher than 100. Because 100, we have two people agreeing. So let's, because 120 agrees to 100. So let's stick to the 100 and we take the lower number again because the faster, we'll go the faster.
But
this is the Achedim, we say 13 and a third is a mistake. We take the two outer ones. So we do reckon without, in other words, according to Rav Tzadik, we totally ignore the opinion number 3. Mm-hmm. Totally. According to Rav Tzadik, we take in account of the opinion number 3, and then that's how we work out the calculation of 13 and a third. We take the two outer opinions to get to work out the tolerance of error, and then we go to the two lower ones, and we're going to put it into there. What the cheshbon is, why is it a third, why is it not a quarter, why not a sixth? No explanation. So, which is an interesting Gemara. It says the Gemara, Amr, halacha kachedim. Halacha like a chedim. Omer Ravashi, time with Achedim lo yadina. No one has a clue what Achedim are talking about. Hilchus Avdina Kavasayu. And we're going to pass him like him. Others say it's actually a statement. Because we don't know that what the Pshad is, therefore the halacha like him. There's Ramlan is a bit mere. Because we don't, when can you argue? You know the famous Semach Tzedek said that we don't, the Lubavitch doesn't drink mashke on Pesach. Because there's a Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Ege where he says you don't drink mashke on Pesach, imi kashal Pesach. Tam komus yeshli. I have a hidden reason. So Semach Tzedek said, if he would have given us the reason, I would have argued. But now that he says tam komus, there's no reason, we have to accept that this is it. So the halacha of Rabbi Kiva Ege, because we don't know what he's saying, or why he's saying it. So maybe that's pshat over here as well. It's a statement. Because we don't know halacha, therefore we'll say like him. And then he said again, the same Avuna said, Tonu Dayone Goyle, which is Kainan Shmuel, said, Oisin Shumba B'neim Umishausin. The Shmuel and Kainan also said like the Achelim. Amar Avuna, Hichli Yone Goyle, halacha like them, which is the same Avuna and the same opinion. Amar Avashi, Taimu the Dayone Goyle, Yadina, and Hilchus Adina Kavasai, the same conversation, repetition. So the Rambam learns the question mark. You learn also, it's a statement. Tell me about the Mishnah. The Mishnah ha'oimel lechaveda. Somebody says to his friend, in halacha shenar, by the way, we paskin like the opinion that says you go two against. We go two against one. What do you call it? We do the compromise. 120, 100. Yeah. But the way that's Baum learned under with average has to do with two agree on something. Said the Mishnah, I'm the Chaver. A guy says, a friend, Chatzi Soda Ani Moichalach, I'm selling you a half a field. Mishamnin Beinayen, you assess the field and you get the true value of a Neutel Chatzi Sodeyu, and you give him half the field. We'll see what that means. What happens is more specific. He says, Chatzi Bedorim Ani Moichalach, I'm selling you half the field on the south side. Mishamnin Beinayim, we work out the good quality land in the field, the Neitel Chetzia Bedorim, and it takes half in the south side. But in this case, because the Meicher is not selling him the entire field, they're selling him the southern part or part of it, so the Meicher accepts on him that from on his own field, he's going to build him a fence, Mokum Hageder, where the fence is going to be built between the two properties on the seller's field. Because you don't want animals to enter. Because usually when you sell a half a field, I'm selling you a half a field that you can maintain. So automatically, even though we didn't verbalize it, includes a fence. But if I sell you the entire field, then it's your headache to go ahead and protect it. Just because I sell you half the field, and I'm your neighbor, therefore I'm protecting it. So I'm giving you a fence. I'm also giving you a place of a chamakam hageder, and then a charitz and a ben charitz. Two ridges you make around the field to keep animals out. We'll soon see a six tefachim is a charitz and a one tefach is a ben charitz. And we'll see later why. Kamehu charitz, shisha tefachim, ben charitz, shleisha, says three tefachim. Now, you value the field, and you have better parts of the field than worse parts of the field. Which one do you give to the lekeach? Which one do you give to the moichin? You do like this, Ilkeach Neitel Koch Shaboy. Even though before we had all these Gemaras about Meicher Bayin Yofim Meicher, over here we're going to say that the Gemara doesn't bring in Rabbi Kiva. So we say that the Keach gets the weaker. But I sold you, the fields were $200. I sold you $100. I'm giving you half the field. You have better soil and worse soil. So I'm not giving you physically half the field. I'm giving you half the value. So I'm giving you the poorer soil, but you're going to end up with 2/3 of the field. Exactly. You're going to end up with a much larger tract of land than I am, but I have better quality soil. Okay.
That's the same thing. If you've got a debt,
yeah,
then you go and collect
it is a borders.
I mean, just more land to come to the debt, the value of the debt.
Yeah. So the word mishamnin means from the word shuman, the fat, the better part of the soil, the better part of the land. Okay. I'm just wondering why Rabbi Kiva doesn't have a say over here. If Meicher Bayin Yofim Meicher, it seems that regardless of Bayin Yofim Bayin Ro, this is all it is. The Meicher always retained for himself the better quality land. He'd rather have one kav of idiots than two kav of zabudis. That's basically the saying. So anyway, right? We learn Mishamnin Dritanan Lechoide. It sounds like they both equally distribute the land. Why you decide that one guy ends up with a better premium land and the other one doesn't? Amalei adachalta kafniyasa. While you're eating the dates, making fun of the people in Bavel, they eat. Remember, we learned that dates are the thing there till that Amoida ate it and couldn't stop going to the bathroom. Adachalta kafniyasa. While you're eating the dates there in Bavel, those while you're fattening up, we're sitting and huddling and learning here. Tagibna mesefer. We figured it out from the sefer that it's not actually half and half. And how did we figure it out from the sefer? Interesting. Rabbi Yechon also lived in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, sorry. Rabbi Chiba Rabbi came from Babel, must be. Okay, you said here in the Tani, Sefer, it's not in the Sefer, Chetzi Bedorim, Ani Moichelach, the Sefer says half in the south. Mishamnin B'neim, they use the same expression, Mishamnin V'neitel Chetzi Bedorim. And he takes half in Dorim. Al-Khoyde, Vamai, Mishamnin B'neim, V'chetzi Dorim Amalei. What do you mean, Mishamnin? He told him, I'm giving you half the field in the south. That's it. What do you mean? What are you making a chaj Mishamnin? If I tell you I'm giving the southern half of my field, what are you saying, Mishamnin? There's nothing. Give him, cut the field in half and give him the southern half. Yeah, exactly. Novos. Elo l'dmami, he says, I'm going to look at the southern part of the field, and that's the value of the land. Whatever the value of that land is, that's the half that you'll be paying. So, in other words, if the land there is bad soil and the land is worth more or less, you're going to get half. You get that part of the field and so on with that value of land. Whatever, exactly. So we're talking about value, and when making a cheshbon, it's not exactly half by line. They were right to make up a lot of mokum, get to the place of fence. Tana chritz me bechutz, so ben chritz, between how's it work? The ben chritz, which is only 3 tvachim, is closer to a line, the perimeter of the field. And the chritz, which is 6 tvachim wide, is the outer perimeter of the field.
Both of them made two ditches running along the side, like a moat,
you know, around the palace, castle.
A small one and a large one.
So first the outer one is the larger one, and then the inner one is the smaller one, and then you have the fence. They're both behind the fence. Now, what's the idea? Today, we don't want animals to be able to jump over the fence. Therefore, what you do, we made a ridge all around it, so it makes it even a depression in the ground.
Yeah, so therefore,
the
fence is
higher. Right,
exactly.
Right, relatively. Yeah. If they're higher, you're going to jump over the fence. So therefore, you need a chritz and a ben chritz. What do you need two ridges for? Make just a chritz, a big hole, and that's it. We'll have to make also a smaller ridge. So he says here, because on the other hand, I did the rava, because this bigger ridge, the chritz, is 6 tvachim wide. Then, kaima begave kofta, smaller animals can walk back a little bit. They fit into the six, they walk back a bit. And they use the hind legs to give a jump, or they'll run up, and they can just jump right over. So therefore, the ben chritz is in a way is better, because the ben chritz does not allow them to go back anywhere. It's 3 tvachim, how much space is that? Freddy Mordev, a lot of ben chritz, a lot of chritz. So who needs a chritz? Just made the ben chritz. I did the cotton. Because it's so narrow, kaima asfase, a larger animal can stand on the edge, the kofta, and jump up. The kama bein chitz ben chitz tefach. So they have the outer thing, which is 6 tvachim wide. And so you have the bigger animals, the smaller animals, prevent each one, and then you have a very narrow space between one tefach. Animals can't stand on one tefach and lift off and jump up. And then you have the inner one, and then they have the fence. So therefore, it protects them. Yeah, that's all. This one's talking about farmland here. Yeah, so it's a big area. Yeah. Hadn a log base kud. Now starts all the laws of Yerusha. We have some nice agarata in this paragraph from Kuvchaf and onwards. So, yes. When I was in Shiva, I don't know why our Shiva decided to learn this Gemara Leyuna. Yes, Merkel.